and I'm interviewing Dr. Burhans of Michigan State University faculty on Ralph Keefe's Hamburgers. It's a coffee shop in East Lansing. Hey, Dr. Burhans, why did you go there?
Well, it was right across the street from Morrill Hall and from the central campus where I had most of my classes. And it was a place where most of the faculty went just between classes or just relax, have a coffee and a donut, and also students. So it was a real socializing place for both faculty and students. As I recall, you didn't get too many townspeople there. It was generally filled with the faculty sitting around tables arguing and students sitting around tables arguing, and sometimes faculty and students. It was a great place. There's been nothing like it since. A real drop-off, at least as far as I perceive it, in faculty interacting with each other and with students on a social basis and students working. There's been nothing like this place that I've seen anymore.
Okay, how often did you go there?
Well, every day I was on campus. Everybody did. I mean, unless you really had something that you had to do. If you had time, if you had a few minutes, you just went over to Kewpie's.
Yeah.
You had a cup of coffee and a donut or a Danish or something.
Okay, did you go alone or with friends?
Both.
Okay.
Depending on the circumstances. Sometimes, often, after class, if students wanted to stay and talk, I'd say, hey, let's go to Kewpie's. We just pop over across the street, sit down at a table, and continue the discussion.
Okay, did you sit with anyone special?
No.
Okay. And were there typical people there?
What do you mean by typical people?
Like stereotypes where they, you know, go every day and see a certain crowd there?
See, that's a very strange question. Since everybody who went there is both a stereotype and a typical person. I mean, this was the university community.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who were there were generally university people, and they tend to be stereotypical. A lot of the students in creative writing or still do wear turtleneck sweaters, a beard, and smoke a pipe. But that hasn't that would be true at Beggar's Banquet or any other place. You know, I suppose Beggar's Banquet is the closest thing to that now, but that's a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so was Kewpie's. Kewpie's a restaurant too, but the room where he had coffee was a really large room, and the food was sort of like a cafeteria arrangement, where Beggar's Banquet has a little tiny bar with five people and they get crowded. So it's not the same atmosphere, but same kind of people are there. I don't think the people, if you went to that bar part of Beggar's Banquet where you do essentially the same kind of thing, students and faculty, ignoring the larger restaurant, you'd see the same kind of people today that you saw many years ago at Kewpie's. University people.
Okay, did you study or work there?
No.
You just went to talk?
Yeah, that was the place to get away from. Well, except insofar as it was an extension of work in the sense, as I said, that if you had a committee meeting,
mm-hmm.
went on for a long time, often, say, a committee meeting would get real heated and people would attack each other, and then afterwards they'd all say, hey, let's go to Kewpie's and have coffee, and go and have coffee and forget about the whole thing. Or you can sometimes carry on the discussion, same thing with students after class. And some people actually did do some correspondence over there, did do some writing over there, but not most of them, I think. Most of them were either an extension of class or a meeting or just going over for a break between class.
Okay, did you sit at a certain table there at all?
No.
Okay. And do you recall any certain incidents that happened?
It was 20 years ago, 18 or 20
yeah.
years ago. Any special incidents? No.
Okay. What did you eat there? Coffee and donuts?
Generally coffee and donuts or coffee and Danish. Sometimes it was lunchtime, you got hungry, you might have a hamburger and fries, something like that.
Did you ever have like a main supper meal there?
No.
Or anything? Okay. And what were the prices, if you can recall them?
I have no idea because it's 18 or 20 years ago, who remembers? But I do remember that the prices at Kewpie's were competitive with prices in Lansing and therefore a little lower than normally in East Lansing.
Okay.
Ralph was a terrific guy, though. He was a great guy.
Oh. And was he real close to the people?
Yeah, he was usually standing back at the cafeteria line or, you know, pouring the coffee or something. He had sort of a gruff manner, but it's obvious that he really loved the place. I don't know, it wasn't anybody sadder when it closed than Ralph was. But he always seemed to recognize you, and he always gave you a greeting. You knew that it wasn't just perfunctory. He really did know that you'd been coming in and cared about you being there. It was nice. Nothing like that around here now.
Yeah. Did you have any feelings when it closed down?
Yeah, it was sad. I missed it ever since.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I'm a very unsociable person. I don't socialize with anybody, especially since QP. The only person I talk to is me since QP closed.
Okay, and so do you have anything else to add?
No, except I wish you were back again instead of selling shoes or whatever the hell they sell over there now.
Yeah, Jacobson's.
No, it wasn't
a corner.
Was it Jacobson's?
Yeah, it was where Jacobson's.
Yeah, that's right. So it was. Yeah, it was, you know, the shoe places have locked up, isn't it? It's been a long time. Yeah, I've never been in Jacobson's.
Never plan on going there?
Never plan on going there. It's a poor substitute for QB's.
Okay, thank you.
That's it.